When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
What's going on, Key?
I just want you to know, Key, that now you got random-ass people refer to me as J-Bob.
No.
That think it's funny? Like, you'll send me text, yo, J-Bob. I'm like, you don't get to call me that. Let's stop all this J-Bob stuff.
Why would you bring it up? No one's thinking about it.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking about it. I wasn't even thinking about it.
Because you put it on me, so I'm thinking about it, obviously.
You go to sleep thinking about that, man? Come on.
Key.
You wake up thinking
he doesn't go to sleep. He has a baby in the house, you know?
Going to sleep. But secondly, when people are texting me, I'm getting hot about it.
Oh, I thought you meant like the Twitter world or something.
No, Twitter don't bother me.
Listen, guys, we have a lot to get into.
That would be true, but...
Twitter don't bother me.
A lot to get into today here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation. You can be a part of it on the Dr. Pepper call in line, 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. So, Key, I know you thought that the Bills had an advantage in this game coming up, but now that you know Skylar Thompson is going to start at quarterback in the freezing cold in Buffalo, I'll bet your opinion has changed. Because Tua is out.
Tyler's a nice little player.
Look, Tagovailoa has been in concussion protocol since December 26th, okay? After suffering his second documented concussion. Remember that first one? That was obviously a concussion. They didn't document as a concussion. Whatever it was a neurological
event. He told him it was his back or something.
Yeah, it was his back.
That's what they said.
Yeah, because the backbone is connected to the brain bone, right? You know, like he had a neurological event, lost balance, fell down, right? And then he had a scary concussion. And at any rate, so that was right before his second documented concussion was the day before the loss to the Green Bay Packers. Okay, so we were talking about this yesterday, and the conclusion I reached was, I don't care what happens in protocol. I don't care what the league says. This is Mike McDaniel's time to say, wait, to be the adult in the room, to do the Mike Tomlin and say, no, yeah, you ain't playing. Like, common sense takes over. We got to care about the player. You ain't playing. But he didn't clear concussion protocol, so that's a moot point. Here is Mike McDaniel, Dolphins head coach, at the press conference.
As of today, Tua has not been cleared by doctors to resume football activities on the field with his teammates. So because of that and because of the time that he's missed, I can rule him out for Sunday.
That was from yesterday's press conference.
Sound like he's straight out of Woodstock. Man, he sound like he's straight from the Bay Area, San Francisco, just chilling. Wait a minute, coach, come on now.
Why does it sound like in his tonality that it's like a fluid thing, I guess? You know, we often joke around with the word like fluid. It's fluid. It changes where it feels like it should be more definitive with Tua, regardless of whether he passes or not.
That's how I feel, Key.
Like, I think he's just quibbling on it, but still. I think the coach is just mellow and laid back. You know, very chill and zen, so to speak. I think that's his deal, so it sounds a certain way. I'm glad he's not playing, and not because I don't like the Dolphins, Jay. I care about his health, and his health is so important. As I said yesterday on many shows, including ours, is you've got to look at this thing in the offseason and really dive into it and study it up. The neurological doctors have to really study this thing up because, one, he's young. Okay, yes, he's made some money, and if he decides, you know, whatever, the Dolphins go a different way, they may owe him some money. But in the end, a lot of professional athletes are trying to get the bag at the end of the day. They want the biggest bag that they could possibly get for them and their families. And they're competitive, and they want to compete and play. But sometimes you have to help people protect themselves from themselves. And in this situation, whoever signed off on him not playing, that was the right decision, because you got to look beyond the game against Buffalo on Sunday and look 30 years down the line of the effects that this could potentially have on not only him, but his children, his grandchildren, and on down the line, because if something happened to this young man, we'll be having a different conversation.
You know, I think back to when I was talking about, we were talking about MVP, and one of the points I made about Tua was, whether or not it's wise for him to be playing right now, the fact that he missed those games with the concussion and then he came back, it's inspirational. Look at him, he's a tough guy, right? And he's winning and he's playing well. But I always
made sure. That's the way it used to be, Max.
I always made sure to say, wait, say it again, Key?
I said that used to be the way it was.
Yeah, right.
Tough guy, look at him, he's playing. Yeah. Like 30 years ago.
They glamorize it. Yeah, of course. And, of course, in a full contact sport, that kind of toughness does inspire, because you need toughness in a full contact sport. I get it. But I always made sure to say, like, I don't know about the wisdom of him doing it. Looking back, guys, just because, oh, no, hey, we can ride with this, it's working, he's doing it. When the problem with playing him 4 days after the initial event, because he cleared protocol, the problem with that was, once that happens within a four-day span, I really think that's it for the season, at least. I think that, because the next time your head gets knocked, it's probably going to happen again. This is my experience watching boxing, right?
Yeah, it totally. If you remember, I said once you get it once, you get a tap twice, and then it's a barrel thump the third time, and then it recycles and repeats itself. They sit you down, Jay, for you get your third concussion. They sit you down for 6 weeks. They say, oh, he's cleared to go. A guy plays one or two games, and next time he get hit, boom, he's out again for 6 weeks. I mean, that's the way it always was. Now I'm glad that this program is in place to make these tough decisions.
Yeah. And let me just say, from my experience watching the fights, I'm almost 50, right, like for a long time, it's that if the second concussion occurs too close to the first one, this is anecdotal, I get it. I'm not a scientist here. But you can use your common sense and observation and draw conclusions. The problem is, from then on, it feels like the wiring is different. When they decided to play him 4 days after the initial event, Jay, it seems to me it has jeopardized his career.
Oh, 1,000%. And we're not talking about two concussions. I mean, two concussions is a lot. You're talking about three in one season. So it does lead you to the next question, as if – now, look, we'll get into the Bills and the Dolphins game with Skylar Thompson now, and how that changes, and the line has moved up a little bit to 12.5 instead of 9. But ultimately – the bigger discussion around, is Tua your certified definitive quarterback moving forward for this franchise, considering how injury prone he is, being concussed three times?
No, we got to look in another direction.
Yeah, Jimmy G, Derek Carr, other options, draft.
Yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo healthy makes the most sense, because he knows the system, being with McDaniel. Yep. But at the same time, you got to make a decision on where you place Tua. Even if he's not your long-term solution, is he a backup? Is he a short-term? Like, do you still want to play with that, or do you want to give him his $6 million, $7 million, $8 million, or whatever on his last year before you make a decision to pick up that option in May? So you got all the way to May to pick up the fifth-year option.
Yeah, Key,
his four-year.
I'm going to say one thing, Key. I really feel for Tua, man.
Me too.
It's, because your warrior spirit as an athlete always wants to get back on the court or on the field to play. And, Key, you had made mention of chasing the bag. Like, with the way this dude has played throughout the beginning of the season, before he started getting concussed, like, he was on his way to getting his bag. And that is completely jeopardized now.
There's someone who knows something about
that. Yeah, it's so unfortunate for him, and it's the world of sports. This is how it works.
What you don't want to make decisions based on chasing that bag.
I know.
And that's what I was alluding to earlier, is that, look, in the end, all athletes want to get paid, and they want to get paid for their services at a high level. And he was certainly headed in a direction where he would have gotten a different type of contract than his rookie deal. If they decide that they don't want to part ways with him, either they're going to pick up the fifth-year option or they don't pick up the fifth-year option, which, me, if I was in the front office, I wouldn't pick up the fifth-year option, because I probably have already gone to Stephen Ross and said, look, We drafted him. We know we want him to be our franchise quarterback. But this situation with him and these concussions are not what we want to put our hands on right now. We want him to have a healthy life, even if the owner's yelling at me. You know, I still would honor the rest of his contract. But then as far as a football player goes, I would have to move on from him because his health is more important. And I know there's been other players this year that have had concussions. Kenny Pickett, I think, has been in the situation of protocol a couple of times. But he continues to get over his situation. It occurred twice where now you got two or three in a short window. Like Max said, it's a different situation with certain players. Concussions, when you continue to get them in the same season repeatedly, that is a major problem. If you get a couple throughout the course of your career, that's something way different.
I'm sure Stephen Ross has some backup plans. He's been known to kind of, you know, make some alternative adjustments.
I'm just trying to get to a pay just in case they decide to do something different.
Yeah, you know, making deals on boats, you know, these things happen.
Hey, Mike McDaniel, meantime, guys, let me just close with this, and we're going to get on to Lamar Jackson. By the way, the line in Buffalo moved based on this news from Buffalo giving 9 points to 13. It's now a 13-point spread. News that Tua is out and Skylar Thompson is likely
starting.
This
will be the biggest upset of the playoffs. Huh?
Could you imagine? Let me just say, Mike McDaniel's a very young head coach. I hope that he has learned from this experience because the X's and O's he seems to have down cold, right? Strategy, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Now I think he needs to get this part, which is assert yourself when it's clear what the right thing to do is. I think he should have done that in the beginning.
Max, I hear you and I've been hearing you for the last couple of days. I don't know that it's on Mike McDaniel. Even though he did the press conference and said Tua's out, he's doing the press conference. I don't know if he ruled him out.
No, he didn't. He didn't pass protocol. I mean the first time after 4 days when he played him, Mike Tomlin or someone like that might have said, no, we're not playing him. This just happened 4 days ago. I don't care if he cleared protocol, right? I want Mike McDaniel to get that in his personality. Then you have a truly great coach, in my opinion. By the way, guys, I'm officially off my Ravens Super Bowl pick. And is Lamar's future in jeopardy in Baltimore? That's coming up. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Lamar shouldn't play. I didn't think Lamar should have played this year if he didn't get his contract. Like, the reason why they're in contention, or the reason why we're even thinking he even have a damn chance, is because of Lamar Jackson. So, like, now you're telling me there's an injury he has. He's trying to come back to play in the playoffs. I'm like, why even play? Why jeopardize?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Ravens quarterback, and the reason I took them to win the Super Bowl, and the guy who's had a fourth quarter lead in every single game in which he has played this season, Lamar Jackson. Yesterday's practice, he told us, listen, this is what they're doing in practice is whatever. It's not, but I thought that, Wednesday is the install day, as Damian Woody said yesterday, and on air repeatedly, and all this. Like, I need to see him, having not practiced in a month. I need to see him in Wednesday's practice to even give him a shot against Burrow and the Bengals.
You need to see him.
I do. Very important. Yeah, the football world knew that Max Kellerman needed to see him. But really, God. Key, he missed his 16th straight practice. He did not practice yesterday. Lamar Jackson has not suited up since injuring his knee on December 4th. There was some optimism last week that he might come back after being sidelined for the last five regular season games. Key, here's John Harbaugh, of course, Ravens head coach, at yesterday's press conference.
As long as he's safe and healthy and can play, it's for any player. It's not really just any particular player. I mean, any player goes out there, and if he's healthy and safe and he's not going to do any damage to an injury, any player, you know, plays and does what he can to the level that he can in that situation.
Exactly. When you look at Lamar Jackson, and let's say he doesn't practice at all with the team in terms of team reps, as a player on the team, I'm excited. Because I know Lamar on one leg is better than every quarterback that we have on both legs. So if he has no reps, because we're not doing anything. It's all mental. At this time of year, we're light jogging. We're walking through. We're watching some film. That's pretty much it. And if he can do those things, he'll play. You watch what I tell you.
Does this, Jay Will, pretty much confirm what you have been saying all along? That Lamar Jackson will not suit up this weekend.
I'm going to die on this hill. What's the reason to if you're not 100%? Like, why are you jeopardizing? And I get what football people are going to say. I get what athletes want him to do, because at the end of the day, you want to play. But you're going to jeopardize your body once again when you've already done that and you've had this injury, and now after not really practicing, you're just going to come back and be Superman? Like, why would you even put that at risk?
Well, he might not be Superman.
But why play hurt?
I'm sure he's not going to get on the field if he can't go.
No, but
if
that's
he
not,
can't
that's
go,
not,
he's not going to get out that's, there.
But, Key, there have been a lot of times in my career where I was able to go, but I was still hurt. Right, but my money was never on the line. Like, there wasn't a bigger contract with as much on the line for Lamar as there was in my situation. So, like, why jeopardize that? Why even put that at risk?
Guys, real quick, there's a graphic up right now. Ravens with and without Lamar. Points per game goes way up, almost 10 points. Yards per game, like 50 yards a game. Total QBR is 20 points higher. Plus, but the number one stat for me, because these are large sample sizes, right? They're 8-13 underwater, significantly underwater in more than a season's worth of games without Lamar Jackson. Same defense, same coach. I'm not trying to hear it's the defense and the coach and all that. 8-13 without him. With him, 45-16. They are almost what? They lose almost twice as much as they win without him. They win almost three times as much as they lose with him. He is probably the biggest difference maker in football, right? Based on that.
Well, that's why he's going to play if he can play. That's why.
I want to ask you about that.
I understand what Jay is saying about the money in securing that thing, but that should have been a thought in September. You passed that now. Now, if you don't play and you're capable of playing, it takes on a different feeling.
Key, I want to pin you down on
the locker room.
I want to pin you down on this because I want to figure out if you think there's never a time where, yeah, I could probably go, but it's risky right now, where you're on the fence and you could get pushed one way or another? Or is it always definitive? Yeah, I'm good to go. No, I can't go.
What type of player are you talking about, though, Max? See, the guy who says, yeah, I can go, but he's still kind of That guy, he ain't probably all in anyway, you know. when you're talking about certain things.
Well, yeah, but if that's what Jay is saying, right? If
he probably not $300 million
on the line, you might not.
But he was already
in.
No, he was already in since September.
But that's
he's been in. He ain't. But Key, he's been in. If he showed you that coming out the gate on the outset, he was in.
So why would that affect the locker room if you know Lamar Jackson's personality to be all in, to come
well,
back
it's
and
not,
play?
I'm not referring to Lamar. I'm talking about there's athletes.
Well,
that's
yeah, I understand,
there.
But I'm talking about specifically Lamar. If Lamar has shown you the ability, saying, "All right, you know what, contract on the line, I'm gonna play." If he's done that, and then say for some reason now with this injury, he's like, "You know what, I did play. It's led me to this. I don't feel as comfortable." Why would that lose?
Yeah, but
the
you wouldn't question Lamar because you already know what Lamar is made of, who he is.
Yeah,
so you would never question him on the back end if he did not play. That means he can't really play. If he doesn't play, that's because he can't play.
There was never a time, Key, in your career where if something was on the line, if you were
before
jeopardizing
you even go there,
something.
Hold on. Before you even go there, Max?
Yeah.
I missed two games in my entire career. In my entire career, and that was only due to a scope my rookie year.
No, I get it.
I didn't
it.
Miss
I
another
remember,
game.
Key. I remember.
You I, were... mi- I didn't miss another game.
Listen, this is
and a... And then when Dungy decided to pull a bunch of us because we had already clinched, is the only other time I ever missed a game, and that had nothing to do with injury.
Listen, there's a reason that you were one of Bill Parcells' favorites, right? Like, that doesn't happen by accident because you're like the same – whether or not you realize it, you and Parcells are like the same guy. Like, you know, it's just like the same. Yeah, you and Parcells.
He wish he looked like me.
In the most important ways, you guys are very alike. That's always been apparent. But Key, for people who bother to look, but Key, what I'm saying is, we saw the OMTV Cribs, whatever, from back in the day. You had money, long money from a long time ago.
Quiet, man.
My point is, were you ever in a position where you're like, hold on, I'm coming up on my next deal? This is really not okay.
No.
If you were, would that have changed any decision you made?
No, it wouldn't have. It wouldn't have changed any decision at all. Because I play football. And I don't think I wasn't one that thought. See, because I already, like you said, it makes me laugh. Like you said, though, Max, I hit already. I already hit. I passed.
Right.
Right. I won the game early on in my career.
Right.
So I never really, it never got to me that, oh my God, I'm gonna be a free agent. I gotta play regardless.
Makes it harder for you to relate to this situation.
No, I give in to that. It's almost like my homeboys that used to play that played with me every day. They'd look at the transaction wire and be like, man, I don't know what you laughing at, because you don't have to worry about looking and seeing your name in the paper.
Yeah.
I get that. I understand.
Yeah.
I'm not, I'm not saying that I don't understand. I just, when you have a guy like Lamar who in September played. He ain't going to not play if he can play.
I mentioned earlier Lamar Jackson missed the Ravens' final five regular season games. This is from Elias, guys. Only five quarterbacks have missed their team's final five regular season games and started a playoff game. History of the Super Bowl era, right? Mm-hmm. Lamar will seek to join Donovan McNabb as the only quarterbacks to win in that situation if he plays. Coming up, UFC's Dana White says criticism for a physical altercation with his wife is 100% warranted. We're going to get into that next.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio, and we are portable. You get to work, you still want to listen, no problem. You got a phone in your pocket, everyone does. You have us with you at all times. You can listen live. were presented by Progressive Insurance. And you can join the conversation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Okay, USC president
USC?
Dana White.
No.
Told,
no, UFC.
What did I say? SC?
Oh, you said USC.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have college football on my...
USC got a new president, Keith?
UFC, Ultimate Fighting Championship. President Dana White told reporters on Wednesday that no one should be defending his behavior for him after he was caught on camera on New Year's Eve in Mexico slapping his wife in a nightclub's VIP section. Here is what Dana White had to say yesterday.
What should the repercussions be? You tell me. I take 30 days off. How does that hurt me? I mean, I told you guys when we were going through COVID, COVID could last 10 years. I could sit it out and, you know what I mean? What would be the problem? The only, it's much like COVID, actually. You know, me leaving hurts the company, hurts my employees, hurts the fighters. Doesn't hurt me. I could have left in 2016. You know what I mean? I don't know. What's the, do I need to reflect? No, I don't need to reflect. The next morning when I woke up, you know what I mean? I've been against this. I've owned this. I'm telling you that I'm wrong. And but listen, I mean, we've had plenty of discussions internally with Ari, ESPN. Nobody's happy. Nobody's happy about this, you know? Neither am I. But it happened. And I have to deal with it. And what is my punishment? Here's my punishment. I got to walk around for however long I live. Is it 10.4 years or is it another 25 years? And I got to, this is how I'm labeled now. My other punishment is that, you know, I'm sure a lot of people, whether it be media, fighters, friends, acquaintances who had respect for me might not have respect for me now. I mean, there's a lot of things that I'm going to have to deal with for the rest of my life that are way more of a punishment than what? I take a 30-day, 60-day absence? That's not a punishment to me.
So that's what Dana White had to say yesterday. And I should tell you, Dana, I have a relationship with Dana White that goes back almost 25 years. And when he says he doesn't want anyone defending him. When he says, though, that how would me sitting out 30 days, that's not a punishment for me, yes, it would be. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, it would be, because Dana, it's not an adrenaline junkie, but Dana is an A-type personality that needs to want, like, needs to go, right? Needs to run the company. That's something he loves. It's a labor of love. It's like a passion thing for him. So, yes, it would absolutely be a punishment, but that's not going to happen because he is the one in authority. He's the one in position of power. And I agree with his assessment that he owns it, he understands it, the whole thing, and he is in the wrong. He's not making any excuses. But I think people will have a bad reaction because this is the overlapping. This is in the Venn diagram. This is the shaded area of not only domestic violence, but then also responsibility and how people in positions of power don't have to answer for behavior in the same way others do. And so I think people will have a strong reaction to this.
Exactly. Hit nail on the head, Max. So, like, for me, frankly, and first and foremost, nobody should put their hands on anybody at all, period. I tell my kids that. I stand by that. Number two, why does Dana White decide or have the power to decide what his punishment is in the first place? It should be out of his hands. Like, he shouldn't have that authority. And it's...
What do you mean by that? Because there's legal remedies, and then once that's exhausted, the only other authority, really, is people want to do business with you, yes or no? People want to interact with you, yes or no?
There are people that hold positions of power within how that org structure is dealt that could determine, you know, what the end result would be for Dana White. I'll just say that and leave it at that. I think... And also, it's... When you're in these type of situations, the unapologetic tone of his statement is what rubs people the wrong way. And I get that it's something, hey, I have to live with it, but how you say something matters. So when your tone is that of, hey, I am coming from a privileged position of power, like I am the authoritative, you know, figure in this that will determine ultimately you know, how I feel about this, for a lot of people who aren't in that position of power, who aren't afforded the same luxuries, that turns into a big problem. Because all of a sudden now it's like, oh, you're above the law. You're above the rules. Doesn't matter what you do. You know, you don't have to be contrite. You don't have to serve any kind of suspension, whereas other people do. And that's what rubs people the wrong way about it.
Key?
I think his tone when he's sending the message and talking about it is he's in character, Max. You know, UFC character. Everything is aggressive. You know, most people have a press conference and address situations of this magnitude and the seriousness of it. Their tones are a little more subdued and their answers are a little more calculated, and it takes on a different feel than like Jay is saying. It feels like I'm privileged no matter what. I'm the one controlling it. No one's going to tell me what to do. It just has that sort of tone to it. But I also understand he's in UFC. He's aggressive by nature in terms of his voice. And so it just sounds a little, you know, puts you off a little bit. But I also understand it's the way he's delivering that message.
By the way, that is, like when you're saying character, I hear what you're saying, Key, I agree. But I don't think he's in character in the sense that Dana is not the type to feel sorry for himself. He is self-made. You know, like he built this.
Absolutely. We understand
so
that.
So what you're describing is that kind of personality, right? Like
he's in that UFC personality. I'm not saying aggressive UFC, I'm going to fight personality. He's been doing that for however many years he's doing it. He doesn't understand how to bring it down enough to satisfy a guy like Jay and myself in terms of the way you're sending that message. It just sounds like no matter what, everybody's cool with it. Like, or Ari's cool with it, ESPN is cool with it, so everybody else should be cool with it.
And Key, the thing that really rubs me the wrong way is, like, this is the first time that I'm actually hearing Dana address this situation publicly. First time. Because the world, frankly, has stopped for Damar Hamlin. It stopped, right? Biggest news story there was in America about what's going on in football and this young man fighting for his life. So when you have that amount of time, when you go through those amounts of conversations with all your investors, with the publicly traded company, you go through all that, and then you come to the table for your first time to deliver your thoughts on the matter, and it's that demonstrative, that's weird to me.
If people are wondering, well, why is it business as usual with him? If you're a publicly traded company, what's good for the stock price is usually what determines outcomes. And obviously the feeling is he's good for the stock price. And the other thing is, and I mentioned this before, it's one of those Gladwell books where people are talking about malpractice lawsuits. And it turns out that they're much more closely correlated with bedside manner than with results, right? He's not only gotten results for shareholders, but he has good personal relationships with people. As I said, and I'm not, you know, I have a relationship with him goes back almost a quarter century. So that helps you out in these kind of times. But that should not, there should be no ambiguity. He knows he's wrong. Everyone.
And Max, what's the 30-day suspension?
Right. That's the real argument for something happening is not that he doesn't understand what he did or punishment for punishment's sake. It's that in a country where that's an epidemic, right, that you want to send the clear message culturally, hey, this won't be tolerated. This is a bad thing. Not give people kind of subliminal permission, right? Well, no, it's okay. It'll pass. And so that's really the best argument for something happening. But this is what, in fact, is happening. We're going to continue to monitor the situation with Dana White. More KJM next.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN2. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. Bam, you can find us right there. Presented by Progressive Insurance. You can join the conversation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. And look who's here. Amber Wilson, host of Joe and Amber. You can listen to Joe and Amber weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. right here, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern, on ESPN Radio. Amber, we know that you've been going at Key, but now, on a more serious note, first of all, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Key. Great to hear from you. We know you're a Dolphins fan, obviously. So how are you feeling after about the whole Tua situation after he was ruled out?
I mean, I think that we were all expecting this, right? And it probably ends up an easier decision for the Dolphins since apparently he didn't clear concussion protocol. I don't know what would have happened if he had cleared concussion protocol. I think that there would have been a lot of backlash if they had decided to start him in a situation like that. So they don't even have to deal with that. It appears that he did not clear concussion protocol. They're going to go with Skylar Thompson. I mean, I think we all expected Tua's probably not going to get the go here in the postseason. I think the bigger problem, though, is that they can't rely on their backup quarterback either in Teddy Bridgewater, and I'm not sure that that's being discussed enough. That's something that will have to be addressed moving forward if you are going to keep Tua Tagovailoa on your roster, because every time Tua goes down, Teddy goes down with some sort of injury as well, and you just can't have that when you already have durability concerns when it comes to your starters. Now you're relying on Skylar Thompson. And so far, guys, it hasn't gone so well. I'd love to come on your show and be able to talk a bunch of bleeps to Key, but I'm not feeling so great about Skylar Thompson in Buffalo.
I think you used all your bleep this past weekend. to be quite frank.
I had to get it in while I could.
Well, I mean, we both know that the Miami Dolphins are a much better team if Tua was healthy and playing. They displayed that throughout most of the season. However, that's not the case right now. I think the first and foremost, they got to worry about his health, Amber. Do you think that he should be on the Miami Dolphins roster next year? Because me personally, I don't. I'd like to see Stephen Ross pay the contract out and, you know, Tua decide to do something else different in his life.
Here's my only thing with that, Key. I'm really uncomfortable telling a grown man how he needs to handle his life, particularly when I myself, you know, I've never been faced with that opportunity. I've never been faced with the millions and millions of dollars of fame and all the perks that come with playing professional football. So telling somebody to give all that up, I don't feel like that should be up to me by any means. I do also think, though, with the Miami Dolphins, that they've got a public relations problem when it comes to Tua. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong. We obviously are all very concerned about his long-term health. And I think we saw with DeMar Hamlin that there are things that are bigger than football. And that was really, really refreshing, frankly, seeing that we do care about the humans playing this game. But when it comes to Tua, the narrative around Tua, specifically, everyone calling for him to give up this game, it's a little strange to me because we don't hear the same thing about many other players in the National Football League who also suffer multiple concussions every season. Again, I'm not saying whether that's right or wrong, but I do think that the Dolphins have a durability concern when it comes to Tua, but I think they have just as big of a public relations concern because for whatever reason, the narrative has focused in on this particular player. I don't mean to harp on you, Max, but I did hear at the top of the hour you were being fairly critical, like a lot of people, of how Mike McDaniel handled the Tua situation back in September. But you said a coach like Mike Tomlin wouldn't have handled it the same way. And Kenny Pickett has suffered multiple concussions this season. Not only did the Steelers handle it the same way, the Steelers put him back out there to play in the same game. He cleared concussion protocol, went back out there, played. He had to take himself out of the game. For some reason, no criticism of how the Steelers handled that situation, and no one's calling for Kenny Pickett to retire. So it's something with Tua and with the Dolphins. And I'm not saying whether that's right or wrong. I do think that that's a big problem moving forward, though, for the Dolphins to consider beyond just Tua's health, is how much everyone's going to be holding their breath watching Tua play football forevermore. And I think that that's, you know, it's certainly a concern.
Amber,
you
know, but, hold on, Key, because Jay wants to get in, but I got to respond because, Amber, you brought up a point I made about how there's a difference. In boxing, you can get a standing eight count, may have been a concussive event, and you can continue fighting, right? But if you are knocked out, there's a 30-day wait period. Like, if it's come to an end, you have to be removed from the contest. There is, you're right, actually, logically, that if you're concussed, you know, who cares if you can keep going? Maybe you should just be removed from the game, right? Period. But there is a big difference between this player suffered multiple concussions in the same year you continue to play him, and this person clearly had a neurological event where he couldn't control his legs, and 4 days later, upon reflection and everything, you got to look at it, the whole thing, you could see what it was, you put him back in the game. I'm not saying this in retrospect. I said it at the time. Not a good idea, because I see what happens when you have, like, oftentimes you will get concussed again, and then it's an issue. That's my criticism.
Well, certainly not defending that action. And, I mean, technically, they did follow protocol. Technically, he was not diagnosed with a concussion. Obviously, we know the NFL changed their protocols after that event, as they should have, because we all saw what was happening. That's why you guys have a bunch of people in your mentions, oh, he's only been diagnosed with two concussions. Well, that's true. He was only diagnosed with two this season. I think we all saw three happen.
Amber, I did want to ask you, understanding the PR challenge that the Dolphins may have with Tua moving forward, understanding the sensitivities around having three concussions in one calendar year, you know, understanding also that a quarterback in Jimmy G, who probably won't be in San Francisco anymore, a place where Mike McDaniel comes from, how interesting or feasible of a possibility is that for the Dolphins to go after a guy like Jimmy G?
I like that fit schematically. I don't like that fit from a durability perspective. Now, could you make Jimmy Garoppolo the starter and Tua the backup? But then you kind of find yourself in a situation like the Dolphins are currently in, where Teddy Bridgewater clearly has durability concerns as well, different than Tua's durability concerns. But having a durability concern quarterback back up a durability concerning starter, then that can be problematic because you can't have your whole quarterback room injured at the same time. And so that would be my concern with Jimmy Garoppolo on this roster. I like it, though, from a Mike McDaniel perspective and that relationship that you mentioned. I would imagine he'll be pretty expensive, so certainly another consideration, but I don't think Tua is going to get his extension. I do think Tua is going to stay on the Dolphins roster next season. I just don't think you hand him that extension. I think you watch Burrow get paid out of the same draft, Herbert get paid out of the same draft. You don't have to hand Tagovailoa that extension yet. We saw it with the Giants. Take your time. Daniel Jones, they could even pick up his fifth-year option for Tua and evaluate things moving forward with him.
Amber Wilson, host of Joe and Amber. You can hear it weeknights 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio. Good talking to you, Amber.
Thanks, guys. Skylar Thompson's going to get it done, Keith. Going to get it done.
Justin Herbert or Trevor Lawrence? Which quarterback is going to win more in their careers? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.